Recording is on.
Great. So, hi everyone. Welcome to the CCG weekly meeting. And this is April 27th. In this meeting, we're going to be talking about the traceability API and the IIW recap. Anyone can participate in these calls, but all substantive contributors to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. Ensure you have a W3 account and sign the community contributor license agreement. On this call, the minutes and audio recording of everything said are archived at the GitHub for the CCG. We will use IRC to queue speakers during the call, as well as take minutes or the Jitsi text chat. All attendees should type present plus to get your name on the attendee list in the transcript. In IRC or Jitsi, type Q plus to add yourself to the queue with an optional reminder. If you're not an IRC, simply ask to be put on the queue. Please be brief so the rest of the queue can get a chance to chime in. You can always recue yourself. Note that this meeting is held by voice, not by IRC. Off-topic IRC comments are subject to deletion from the record. We work hard to manage a single thread of conversation so everyone can participate and be heard. Off-topic IRC comments are subject to deletion from the record. Please respect the group process by joining the queue when you have something to contribute. And I believe that Manu has already volunteered to scribe, so thank you, Manu. We will move to introductions and reintroductions. Would anyone like to introduce themselves in the call? If you're new to the call and you'd like to give a little bit of information about yourself so other folks can know what your interests are, it typically helps a lot. You can cue yourself or you just speak up. Justin Richer.
Hey, everybody. My name is Justin Richer, and I'm an independent consultant based out of the Boston area, doing work in this particular case with the company SecureKey. And I haven't been able to make it to a lot of the CCG calls lately due to scheduling conflicts and the like, but wanted to drop in today, especially to hear what of interest has been happening in the community lately, especially with IIW happening next week. So that was a compelling reason to be able to pull me over today. And I do a lot of work in the IETF, W3C, OpenID Foundation, Kantara, and other standards groups on a bunch of different efforts. I've got my hands in lots of different things.
Great, Justin. It's great to hear from you again. Would anyone else like to introduce themselves or reintroduce themselves? You can reintroduce yourself if you changed your job or you haven't spoken in a while in the group, or you'd like to just repeat again who you are. Maybe you're working on a new project or something. Any reintroductions in the group? Okay, so moving on. So, announcements and reminders. There are no announcements and reminders officially on the list. Does anyone have an announcement or reminder that they would like to add? And Heather, did you queue yourself for announcement or reminder?
Yes, I did.
Please.
Great. Just want to let everyone know that today we are doing the first CCG 101 session. Mike Prorok is doing the intro to VCs and supply chain. That's going to be happening at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2200 British Standard Time. And 6 a.m. Korean time and 9 a.m. New Zealand tomorrow. This is the first of a set of 101 sessions that we're, the CCG 101 team has been holding. And I believe we will also be doing another 101, an intro to this CCG next week, both at this time and our CCG 101 time as well.
Thank you, Heather. Manu.
Yes. So Heather, sorry, I missed the time. Could you please put that in?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and I just re-bumped the thread to the mailing list, so I'll just copy from that. And
okay, great. Thanks. The other thing, the other announcement is on Thursday, we are going to have a VC HTTP API call. VC HTTP API invitation for this Thursday. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern. The invitation went out to the mailing list. We are going to be continuing to process proposals related to the VC HTTP API. Those proposals were sent to the mailing list. The invitation's on the mailing list. Please come to the meeting if you're interested in the VC HTTP API. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, okay, great. Moving on. We're going to do the progress and action items, and then we will do the traceability API discussion and IIW recap. So in the action items, the only item still flagged next is the VC maintenance meeting. And the status on that is we have made a PR with the process since last meeting on how to make changes to the verifiable credential specification. And I can find a link for you as to where that PR is so that you can review it. I'll also be sending this out to the mailing list. So I've just shared in chat here a PR to the VC data model. And this is the proposed process on how to update the W3C verifiable credential specifications for the maintenance version. Right now it's in maintenance mode, meaning that we are not focused on adding new features into the specification at this time, but we encourage all ideas, including new features, to be housed in the repo because we're noticing a lot of implementers as they go through things, they're learning things, and they like to make additional contributions or extensions to the specification. So those discussions will probably happen later this year and early next year. But the general process, I can review it quickly, and then you can review it in detail yourself. We are only focused on merging errata PRs into this repository, so things like corrections. And once a PR is open, chairs and editors make a judgment call on whether the changes are substantive or editorial. Editorial changes are marked with the tag saying editorial. Substantive changes are marked with a substantial tag. And then bug fixes are the substantive changes that we're allowing into consideration. New features probably need a rechartering of the working group, but we can figure that out. And the W3C CCG is notified of pull requests that would be merged in the next 14 days if there are no objections. And when it's determined that a new recommendation should go out, the W3C Verifiable Credentials Working Group members will meet, review all the PRs that have been merged into these prospective branches, and make a formal recommendation if agreement is reached. So would welcome feedback in that thread, or I will send an update to the mailing list on this process. But if you're interested in making changes to the verifiable credential specification, that's how you do it. Are there any questions or people who would like to discuss anything about this in the call? Manu?
Just real quick, thanks for that, Wayne. Hopefully the process is fairly straightforward to folks. I do believe it's a fairly easy process to follow. With the right kind of safeguards to make sure we keep the spec stable, but still enable people to kind of innovate on top of the base specification. Just an item of note, I know that a lot of people here are spread between a lot of different groups right now, and there's just a lot going on right now, right? So, you know, the decentralized identifier spec is in is in candidate recommendation and getting finalized. We've got the linked data signatures work, you know, starting. We've got the VC-HTTP API stuff. There's a lot of discussion around that. And in general, there's just a lot of work going on. So, you know, I think what you said, Wayne, is true. You know, it is going to take a while for us to kind of reprioritize and make sure that, you know, the right work is happening in the right place. So all that to say, people shouldn't expect those VC specs to move that quickly, but we certainly have, a process set up now that enables people to make proposals and get reviews on them. They're now well specified trajectories that people can put, you know, change sets on, with respect to the VC spec. But people should understand that everybody is really overworked right now and, you know, don't expect things to just like go quickly. With any of this work at this point. Just thought I'd mention that. That's it.
Great. Thank you. So I see we have some late joiners here. Would anyone who has joined late have any announcements to the group, potentially any new working items or involvement opportunities? Ori.
I wanted to summarize some of the conversations that happened at IIW regarding presentation exchanges and wallet interactions. Has anybody provided an update on that yet?
No, but we do have a section for IIW recap in general. That might be a great time for it. I recommend we move into the traceability API at this point, and then we can move on to IIW items after.
Awesome.
Okay, and with that, we'll move to traceability API, which I will hand the mic back to you, Ori. What is the traceability API? How did it come to be? What could it be used for, and who's involved?
Yeah. So for folks who aren't familiar with the traceability vocabulary work, it's a CCG work item that's been really active in the community, and we've been focused tremendously on JSON interoperability for verifiable credentials. So there's a number of components to making that actually like work at scale. And the traceability vocabulary has added some additional tooling around JSON-LD and JSON schema to really pull JSON schema and JSON-LD closer together so that if you care more about JSON schema, you can lean a little bit more on it. If you care more about JSON-LD, you can produce JSON-LD that actually is valid JSON schema and that is automatically annotated. We generate the vocabulary programmatically. A bunch of other really awesome JSON-LD tooling features in the traceability vocab. And it's a work item that has a use case requirement section that's pretty well defined. It's use cases for describing verifiable credentials associated with supply chain traceability, right? So that's data model. For a supply chain, we use everything from GS1 web vocabulary to the Inchi and Chebby specifications for representing chemical molecules and that kind of thing. So it's a fairly broad set of vocabulary regarding supply chain traceability, and it's fairly useless in that it doesn't actually allow you can't do anything with just a data model in terms of interoperability. You need a set of APIs that support that data model where you can use those APIs to prove interoperability. And so we have a set of tests that are run in the traceability vocabulary today that are a local integration test to make sure that the traceability vocab is valid JSON schema, valid JSON LD, spec is built properly, et cetera. And many of the companies working on traceability have also been working on the VC-HTTP API issuer and verifier endpoints. So things like issuing supply chain traceability credentials or verifying supply chain traceability credentials. One of the challenges that we've had with that particular work item is, as you know, it's incredibly slow rate and its lack of use case requirements and consensus, and in particular, essentially no support for holder APIs, which are representative of the kinds of things that wallets do. So things like a wallet can present to a verifier. a wallet can receive a credential from an issuer. That API doesn't actually help you with any of that. It's an internal API as it is today. And there's a set of internal, you know, tests in isolation that are very powerful that that VCHTTP API can do, but it can't actually show you any form of interoperability in the end-to-end integration world. And part of that is, the reason for that is that it has no authorization. You can't expose it on the public internet with security enabled because it doesn't support anything like that. So the traceability API is essentially a level up for the VCHTTP API to make it something that you can expose on the public internet, adding a layer of authorization and adding some APIs for direct wallet interactions over HTTP. Now, that work is, I think, as you're all aware, wallet interactions and wallet interaction protocols are a very rough seas right now area of our community. There's everything from the VP request spec, which is a JSON data model for doing presentation requests and exchanges, to the presentation exchange spec, which is a diff, which does a data model for defining how verifiable presentations can work over DIDCOM and CHAPI and OIDC and other transports, to a recent spec offered by Bloom, which is another company in the space doing really awesome work about essentially flows for HTTP and QR code for presentation exchanges. And the traceability API takes this sort of approach of we'll iterate and we'll use what's available today and we'll help drive towards a consistent set of interfaces for direct interoperability testing secured using enterprise-grade authorization parameters so that you can have direct HTTP interop between two organizations that actually does presentation exchange. And so that's the purpose of the work item, is really to not think about, to think about traceability, the data model around the traceability vocab, as being something that businesses want to exchange with enterprise-grade security today. And what are the best tools available to solve that problem? And with the assumption that those tools may change over time. And we're really looking forward to seeing more mature solutions evolve, you know, particular things around DIDCOM. Really excited about the IIW work, which I'm not going to get into summarizing, you know, on here on the call, but I think there's tremendous community alignment around businesses needing to be able to exchange presentations between web wallets, between native mobile applications and websites, and between backend services. And I think all of those use cases need to be supported and addressed in order for us to be in order for us to actually live up to, you know, what does interoperability really mean? Interoperability doesn't mean just web wallets talking to each other. It doesn't mean just backend services talking to each other. It means having a way to move presentations across trust boundaries with enterprise-grade standards and off-the-shelf tooling, and we need it today. So that's what the traceability API is meant to solve.
Thank you so much for that summary. Does anyone have any questions for Ori or comments? No, you have the floor.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, plus one to, you know, those all being, you know, needs in the ecosystem. I think, you know, Ori, I think the issue with all of that is it's all of those things are not just about traceability, right? They're about, you know, ecosystem cohesion. And, you know, I think there are needs outside of traceability for all of those things to happen. So, you know, a plus one for there being something where people can get together and move things forward quickly. But as, you know, a couple of people have stated repeatedly, we need to make sure that all of these things are keeping, you know, we're trying to align all of these things, and that takes time. And I understand that some companies or, you know, people are frustrated by the rate of progress. In reading the traceability API, it feels more like it's really an implementation guide for traceability, right? Because it's not just an API. It also covers like data model to some degree. And it covers like how do you authenticate with these systems to some degree. And I'm wondering if that might be a better way to convey the language. Meaning like it's totally fine to put experimental APIs in there and pick up other APIs from other places like the VCHTTP API. But calling it just an API, I think, is misleading because it's not, it's really an ecosystem thing. It's a traceability ecosystem thing. It's not only, you know, focused on, APIs. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are there, or your, any of the other supply chain folks have thoughts on that. Like, for example, I can imagine us having like implementation guides for traceability and supply chain, implementation guides for citizen identity documents like the permanent resident card, implementation guides for education in the education sector, and enabling each one of those sectors to kind of move at their own speed, but create a way for those things that are moving at a faster speed to feed the learnings and everything back into things like the VCHTTP API, right? Because like you said, presenting things and authenticating has more, it's a general requirement in the ecosystem. Education needs it. Traceability needs it. Supply chain, security needs it. Citizen identity needs it. And so without feeding that stuff, figuring out a way to feed that stuff back into some of these foundational specifications, I'm concerned that we're going to diverge and there's going to be a lot more work that needs to happen again in the future to converge these things. So the general question is, like, what's the feedback loop here? And are we actually calling this work item the right thing? It feels more like an implementation guide to me and a set of practices, you know, in an industry rather than like defining core APIs. Let me stop there.
Thank you, Manu. Ori, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I think in a word, the word ecosystem feels good. The word implementation guide feels too narrow. So I would be fine with traceability ecosystem work item thing. I think the thing that I can't, that's sort of the non-negotiable in the need for this particular work item is some ability to put a certain set of pieces together in a certain set of interoperability tests at a certain grade of security, right? We need a way to describe authorization, data models, and APIs together in an ecosystem with at least one version of unification on top of that. And with the understanding that unification is a continuous process, right? There's new things being built every day. People are inventing new serialization formats like CBORLD. You know, are we going to support it right out of the gate? Probably not. But like, would we like to support that kind of thing in the future? Absolutely. Does the word API preclude you from doing that level of work? You know, is the question. And I don't know the answer to that. Like, naming is hard. The primary issues that we have with the traceability API today are effectively solved by the word API, and that APIs need authorization and APIs are about moving data models around. So the primary purpose, I think, is effectively solved by using the word API at the end of traceability. But if you want to make it more broad and you want to say it's a traceability ecosystem work item that spans multiple APIs and multiple specifications and all kinds of other stuff, yeah, like, that's true. And certainly I'd be willing to expand its scope to support those items as long as we don't lose sight of the ability to do an actual interchange with secure endpoints on the internet. So I don't know if that answers your question directly, Manu, but I'm not in favor of increasing scope to the point where we can't be effective.
Thanks for the answer, Ori. And a big thank you to Heather for ad hoc scribe assisting, Manu. Much appreciated. Adrian, you're on the queue.
Yes. This is the first I've heard of the traceability API, and it really raises a huge issue on for me that was not but that was very surprisingly not discussed at IIW as such, which is authorization. What I saw at IAW, particularly because Justin wasn't there and nobody else really seemed to care that much, is a runaway train around messaging as the API layer on top of DIDs and VCs, as opposed to authorization as the next most important thing on top of DIDs and VCs. And as I've said repeatedly, and I actually ran a session, it was not a technical session, it was a discussion session called Agency by Design, parentheses, privacy is not enough. As long as we continue to look at DITCOM and other messaging security as the non-authorization layer, I would call it, on top of our data models and standards, this is really doomed to go in circles for years. Thank you.
Thanks, Adrian. Next on the queue is Paul Ted.
Yeah. What has just been vocally described has a much higher level focus than an API. And I don't think it's just about the naming of traceability API either. I've posted a number of comments in different threads about this, and one of them is, why is Pravo completely not looked at here? It doesn't seem to even be taken into account that it exists. That's the provenance ontology, and it was designed and built over years to cover most of what I understand to be desired in the traceability API or the traceability vocabulary or whichever name of the same high-level thing is currently being thrown out there. I am also particularly concerned about this "we need it now" attitude. If you need it now, you don't need a spec, a standard that the world is going to agree on, or even a small chunk of the world. If you need it now, you need to just do your thing. And if others join you, that's great. And that will eventually bubble into a spec because people will want to interoperate with you if you're doing something useful and valuable, which hopefully you are. If you're not ready to really do it on your own, then take a breath. Take a lot of breaths, as I've said in a number of comments. This is not something that goes at racetrack speed. Developing standards and interoperability specs takes years. Sometimes it takes decades. RFCs continue to evolve over time. And it's not a passive-aggressive tone of take a breath. It is absolutely aggressive. Take a breath. Yes, my voice gets loud. Sorry, it's bass and that's the way it is. But I really mean this. You're telling us to race ahead, to just okay the thing that you want. You're not wanting us to take our own time to understand and consider and see what holes there are and see what difficulties there are. You just want us to accept what you're putting out. I'm not gonna. I'm pretty sure there are a number of other people here who aren't gonna. So take a breath. Think about what you're trying to do and then go in the right channel. If you just want to build a piece of software or even a stack of software pieces that do this, go ahead. Open source is wonderful. Change it often, break it often, fix it often. Go ahead. That's great and wonderful. But that is not how you build a standard or a spec like W3 is based upon. And I will stop ranting now and let somebody else go.
Thank you, Tall Ted. We appreciate the impassioned words, and we'll take the kindest interpretation of them. Ori, would you like to respond?
Sure. I mean, I think part of the confusion here might be there's many communities that work on this ecosystem, and I think Adrian really rightly pointed out that authorization is essentially a big blank. You know, when people think about this ecosystem in particular, Nobody thinks about authorization, and a good number of people only want to focus on, you know, data models. They don't actually want to focus on protocols. There's DIFF, there's W3C, there's IETF, there's Hyperledger, there's the OpenID Foundation. Everybody's working on their own version of this, and none of them are breathing. They're all like basically running as quickly as they can, holding their breath, trying to get something, you know, that works. So DIFF has its own way of doing these things. OpenID Foundation has its own way of doing these things. W3C, CCG has its own way of doing these things. CCG actually has multiple ways of doing these things that are interoperable. None of these are interoperable solutions. None of them consider authorization. I think we need to give members of the community a place to work on the issues that they are most passionate about. And if you're passionate about authorization, and you really want to see authorization in a HTTP API that works for presentation exchange at scale, you need to have an opportunity to design and work on that. It's part of offering folks an ability to collaborate and work together is what the CCG is supposed to be all about. And sometimes collaboration means a little bit of duplication of work. If you're at all familiar with what OpenID Foundation is doing at this point in time, you'll know there's a tremendous amount of duplication of work going on right now across the entire ecosystem. I'm a member of DIFF. I work on DIFF work items. I work on CCG work items. I'm committed to interoperability across a large number of folks that don't want to actually work together. And we need to have a place to have that conversation. And I don't think that everything needs to be under a single CCG work item. In fact, just the VC HTTP API by itself versus the VP request spec in the CCG is a good example of two work items. I'll add a third one, the universal wallet interop spec. Now three work items in the CCG all scrambling around the same set of features and issues. So we already have fracture within the community, and I think that fracture is healthy. There's a certain amount of interplay that is expected. Folks are meant to show up to the work items that they care to participate in. They're meant to do that participation work there. I am going to continue to show up to the VC HTTP API and speak my mind. You can guarantee it. I will be there to help it grow up and move along. But I also want to make sure that the concerns of other members of the community that aren't being heard have a place to also move at an appropriate pace. And I think that the VC HTTP API and the traceability API, and the names maybe aren't good for either of them, are different. I see them as fundamentally different things. I mean, you've already acknowledged that the way that we think about these things changes over time as more people join and add their voice to the chorus of asking for interoperability and wanting to move forward. So I think it's a mistake to think of everything as being one work item and trying to fit everyone into one worldview. I think multiple worldviews can be supported in a community. And I think that there is a place for both the traceability API or some future named version of it, like traceability ecosystem or, you know, traceability guide for companies interested in enterprise interoperability for verifiable credentials, or whatever you want to call it. We could call it traceability authorization if we want to. Like, it doesn't really matter to me. It's different than what the VC HTTP API is today. And we need to be able to be supportive of differences in the community and encourage them and allow folks to work on work items that they're passionate about.
Thank you, Ori. Next on the queue is Mike Perrock.
Yeah, thanks. I wanted to kind of roll it back to Manu's comments. And I think Manu hit the nail on the head by very succinctly, you know, calling out that this ultimately, while this originated, I think, from kind of the swirling stuff around all the various things that those of us dealing with supply chain and enterprise interop and are trying to get this stuff out in the open in a way that is not, burdened by any licensing and can say, yep, here's a, you know, nice clear way that all of us can interop on, right? For exchanging, you know, credentials, presenting them, holding them, et cetera. I think the ecosystem aspects are very well called out. I actually like the notion of calling it an implementation guide, or something along those lines. I think that is a good way to do it. My only concern is that some of the original motivation there, behind this was the fact that VCHTTP API did not have certain, kind of key methods or ability to get in, methods, and definitions of methods that let us handle some of the cases that we're dealing with on the supply chain side of things. And so as long as folks are comfortable with us saying, yes, it's an implementation guide, and by the way, it's fine for that to then say, here's this extension of, you know, an additional API endpoint that, you know, we're recommending you support, et cetera. And then if that moves back upstream into the VCHTTP API, cool. Like, but implementation guide on its own doesn't necessarily scream like definition of new API endpoints or methods to me. And so that's my only concern. I don't know, Manu, if you have thoughts on that. I know you've been involved with W3C a lot longer than I have, obviously. So I don't know if you have any feedback on that.
Manu, you're on the queue and we can jump to you if you'd like to respond.
I'll stay on the queue. I do have a response to it, but Juan should go first.
Juan, go ahead.
So, actually, I was going to add something similar. I don't know if implementation guide is the right term either, but I can't think of a better one. And I don't really mind if that's – I do think that there should be a many-to-one relationship between vocabs and the VCHTTP API, and the VCHTTP API could conceivably have extensions that might originate from vocabulary efforts or from ecosystem efforts. So I think that if there is a traceability ecosystem item of some kind that extends the API spec in a sort of like, we're working on a branch, like as long as the extension doesn't require any breaking changes, or that as long as the two groups are in dialogue, I do like the idea of multiple implementation guides that are sort of by vocab or by ecosystem or by industry vertical that the VCHTTPI would sort of, I would assume that the vaccination, good health pass stuff is also going to have its own sort of, input, right? And that the API spec would be maybe balancing or juggling or more slowly integrating these things that move a little faster that are, I don't know. I'm just imagining some sort of hierarchical thing. I really like Manu's initial question of like, how can we make sure it's a sustainable feedback loop and that, you know, that it doesn't just, that it's like a good redundancy, like a good front running. So whatever flow works for people, I think is good. That's all. Thanks.
Manu, you're next.
Right. So, I mean, I think what I'm hearing is good, right? So, I heard Ori say, maybe the API, maybe calling it an API, even though that's where it started, you know, maybe we can call it something else, ecosystem, implementation guide, not so much, but maybe we can rename it. But I think Ori very clearly outlined like, hey, this is what we're trying to do is give people a holistic view of how you put this stuff together. And when there are things missing, and this is what I heard both Mike and Juan say, when things are missing, we want to be able to plug that gap quickly. Like we don't want to make this into a 3 to 6 month effort to plug a gap. We want to document it somewhere really quickly so that it's IPR protected. And then work, you know, together to try and get it to flow backwards into the, you know, if there's a more foundational API spec, or another spec, we want to get it to flow backwards into those things. So the goal here is to kind of effectively be the tip of the spear, and, you know, blaze paths and do all those things and document it so that they can then be rolled back into the previous APIs. And so, like, I think that's a good healthy thing to do, right? I mean, we're trying to balance, these things. We're trying to get the best of both worlds. So I also, you know, heard, Ted, and I agree with Ted, say, you know, this isn't a rubber stamping thing. It isn't, you know, the group's not here to just accept things, you know, blindly. And I don't think, you know, I think it's worth saying, it's worth repeating that I'm not hearing, you know, Ori or any of the traceability folks wanting that kind of rubber stamp. They just want to be able to move quickly on these things, document it, propose things, and then, you know, move it back in. So all that to say, you know, the name of the work item, I think it made people go down the wrong path. Certainly I went down the wrong path when I saw traceability API. I was like, oh crap, the VCHP API is being forked. Now that we've had more time to talk about, you know, this stuff, I think it's clear that the traceability folks want a place where they can innovate, document the innovation, you know, talk about authentication, talk about, you know, presentation, talk about holder APIs, propose things in those specifications, which then hopefully end up getting rolled back into the more general specifications if they're broadly applicable to things like education and citizen identity and things of that nature. So it may just be that we're working through like the process. So I would be a plus one. I think API is the wrong name for that thing. Whatever we do, API is, I think, sending the wrong message. Ecosystem implementation guide, there are better options that have been discussed today. So I think we should talk about renaming that document. And then we should probably agree that, look, whatever they need to do to move that forward, they can do there as long as there's a good faith effort to move things like authentication. So Ori, I definitely, you know, I disagree with the whole people haven't thought about authentication. Everyone's been thinking about authentication. It just hasn't been, you know, a high priority. Now it is. Let's figure out a way to get it, you know, worked in so that it works for the rest of the community. So anyway, that's the suggestion is let's rename it. We don't need to go through a bike shedding exercise now, but let's rename it so that it's more reflective of what we heard on the call today. Let's agree to a process that enables the traceability folks to innovate at the edges as long as there's an understanding, good faith effort to move those innovations back into the more general specifications, if they're more generally applicable. I'll stop there.
Great. Thank you, Manu. Let's keep the last two comments quick because we have to move on to the IW discussion, but next is our grant.
Hi, this is Ryan. So technical question, is OWL2 and the provenance ontology mapped into JSON-LD contexts on schema.org? Is this a world that we have available for solving problems using verifiable credentials? And if we wanted to use consensus work encoded in the provenance ontology, if it's not already mapped into JSON-LD contexts, how would we do it? This is just me not understanding technical matter.
Is that a response to the question, Ori?
Yep.
Go ahead.
So I think the question about how to map existing ontologies and schema systems together into a data model that supports supply chain traceability, both virtual and physical, is the entire purpose of the traceability vocabulary itself. So it already has some examples of this kind of thing. And as I mentioned in the introduction, uses some really fancy, what I'm particularly proud of, integration between JSON schema and JSON LD to generate JSON LD from JSON schema and vice versa. So we already work on that kind of issue in the traceability vocabulary. And if that's the kind of thing you're interested in, that work item is already very well suited to taking ideas and feedback regarding other ecosystem integrations that have adoption.
Thank you, Ori. And Mike, a quick response from you as well, if you'd like.
Yeah, just a quick comment because Ted, I just haven't had time to go formulate a good response on that issue you opened on Provo because that's something I find very interesting. One thing that I would note is that in the trace vocab itself, we have not yet touched, I don't think hardly at all on anything related to provenance or the trace, like the actual trace side. It's been very focused on what claims are being made about, you know, effectively metadata and how can we verify metadata about objects that are moving through a traceability system. And that's at the current state. And that is for the very good reason that there are
that Ori mentioned and others, right? But there are well-defined vocabularies out there that we like to reference in. And there are multiple parties in the traceability side that we have to look at from a vocab tieback, right? Bravo is one, but GS1 is another one, right? And so there are multiple definitions for how do we define those actual, like, change of control objects or represent the provenance of an object. And so it's not by any means trying to bypass that. It's just saying, look, we haven't gotten the vocab to the point where it's tackling that head on yet and figured out how to do that.
Thank you. And Kim, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I think there is still something, an aspect of this work item that we're missing, because this one specifically has really sort of stretched the boundaries of what I think the intent of CCG work items is. So, and the way I think about it is a few questions. So when does something need to be a CCG work item? What do the participants get out of it? And what does a CCG get out of it? So in the original issue opening this work item, there was definitely a touch of don't ask questions. There wasn't just a touch. There was don't ask questions. Don't give us feedback on the use case. And all of this kind of stuff. So I above anyone get the idea of, move fast. But there's this move fast, ask questions later attitude and the discussions around it, which, you know, again, may be interesting and may ultimately be beneficial to the group, but it does run counter to the ability of others to contribute, to ask questions about it, about use cases, to give any sort of feedback that is, you know, as the chairs have talked about in terms of engaging non-technical feedback. So from that perspective, I do think that this is something that's very interesting for the chairs to weigh in, because I think that what's happening is that, okay, so why can't the participants just go do open source anywhere? So I think they want to do it in CCG because they get IPR protection out of it. That's valuable. I get that. But it does put a burden on the community and the chairs to make sense of it, to make sure there's some feedback process. So I'm an outgoing chair. I want to call out that I have less skin in the game because of this. but I do want to call out that this work item is sort of more explicitly stressing the limited CCG chairing, maintaining resources that we already have. And I don't think we'll solve it today. I just feel like that part was not made explicit. I do think that we can come up with some solutions for this particular one in terms of, I think what Wayne described, traceability overlay, and also what Manu described, making sure there's a feedback loop. But yeah, let's continue to think about this aspect.
I think this is a very important topic for the ecosystem, so I'm going to allow for this discussion to continue. Adrian?
Oh, well, I put myself on the queue because I think one thing that happened at IIW relates particularly well to this discussion, and that was the sessions with Dave Huseby and Sam Smith on things called the variations on authentic data. And those sessions resulted in a very active post-IIW interchange among the three of us, where we basically turned up these five different things that are all of some extent the same thing underneath, but not at all exactly the same. How do you have an endorsed document, such as a piece of code? How do you have a notarized document where there's a log that can be accessed? How do you have a witness signature, which doesn't involve a log necessarily? How do you have a registry of approved documents? And how do you do revocation? And I certainly think the three of us made some progress. I don't know how this will be manifested by either either Sam or Dave, as they say, in the community, but it was the most interesting part of IIW for me to sort of have this pulled out. And it sounds a little bit like what we're talking about here in terms of traceability, whatever that means. Thank you.
Adrian and Manu, you're on the queue.
Yeah, to try and propose kind of a concrete you know, path forward. I think it's very important that whatever this traceability work is, whatever we're calling it, happens in the CCG. You know, I think it is absolutely blazing a path, and I think that's why it may be a bit frustrating to everyone, because we don't have, you know, a very specific process to do something like that. But this is kind of the next stage of evolution, right? I mean, we have been successful in getting some of the base things done. And now we're in the really good position of there are industries that want to adopt this, and they need to work together to do that. And traceability is one example of that. So we need to figure out a way to help that kind of thing scale, because it's going to happen. You know, I mean, it's been happening to a certain degree in education with the work that, you know, Kim's leading. You know, traceability is an example of it. I'm sure there are other industries that are going to need this kind of, you know, area to innovate and talk and exchange ideas. So, the one thing that I would hate to see is for the work to go somewhere else out of frustration. So I want to make sure that we just head that off and ensure that even though we're not sure about how exactly the work is going to go, that there's a home for it here and it's well defined and we have some kind of, you know, process set up. I'm very happy to try and help, you know, ensure that that happens. An analogy, not a good analogy, but just a rough analogy to the work was, you know, W3C a while ago had the choice of, deciding whether or not they were going to let DRM into the web, right? So the choice that W3C had was, a lot of W3C members were like, we're not going to do anything on DRM. Get that stuff out of here. We don't want anything to do with it. Some of the W3C members are like, if it's done elsewhere, then we don't get any input on it and we don't get a say. And this is something that is really important, you know, to get a say on. So the traceability work is nowhere close to that, but, there was a choice made at W3C that it's better to have the work inside the tent and be able to provide input and have a clear feedback mechanism than have it go elsewhere and lose that potentially, right? So that's kind of my takeaway is like, I think the only real issue is like messaging around it, what we're calling it and the process and how stuff is fed back. Other than those things, I think it's a super healthy work item for the community to take in and figure out a way to give it a home. That's it.
Thanks, and Heather, you're on the queue.
Thanks. So I guess I'm going to like weigh in from a chair perspective with Kim's concern, which I probably partially understand and partially agree with, and also see a way through, if I understand. Like Manu, I also see that we as a community are leveling up. And, you know, this was by design. When Wayne and I came on as co-chairs, we had very specific visions of what we wanted this community to be, and we have worked very hard. And so this is a bit of a growing pain. One of the things that I feel like I've been able to contribute to the CCG so far is the, you know, addition of the Heilmeier questions, which is really trying to make all of the things that we create here more accessible to new folks who aren't in the deep end. I mean, we're all here, like way in the deep end, like pushing the edge of this innovation. And people who are coming in that are smart and interested and companies that want to use this, it's overwhelming for them to jump into the deep end. It's very discombobulating. And so a lot of the work that I've been doing with the 101 group and also trying to, you know, add additional requirements for the work items has been to try to build a bridge from this bleeding edge of the innovation that we're all doing that we love doing to, other folks that are coming straight in. And this can be seen as straight as like a pipeline, strategy. It is a pipeline strategy. It's a pipeline strategy to, have more people come into this community, whether they are technical or non-technical or anthropologists or humanities or poets or developers. And we are just at the very baby step. We're doing the first C101 today. And so I think the thing that really concerns slash challenged me about this traceability thing is that, you know, it's a good problem to have because we have had such a great advocate and supporter of this technology in Anil John and DHS in providing the money for companies to build this, right? But that has been built within a private group, a private community. And so if you're not a funded company, then you're not in it. So like that's an even deeper end of the deep pool. And so there needs to be a bridge built from that to back to the general CCG. And so I know that this is something I talked about and I asked Ori and it seemed like he was very amenable to doing like a 101 or an intro, like doing that bridge so that people who are part of the community and people that are new to the community, even people that have been like deeply working on this stuff for a while, but just not in that project, has made it, understandable and accessible. So, I mean, Ori, I'm not saying that you're not, there's a difference between it being posted on the web somewhere and someone being able to go there and get what it's about. And it's a heavy lift for someone to go try to figure it out versus there to be like an executive summary. And so I'm saying that there needs to be an executive summary. There needs to be like a transition, like the conclusion of that work done that's funded by DHS in that group versus like, hey, now we're transferring that to the community. And part of transferring that to the community is education, having level set, having baselines with the ultimate goal of having more diverse participation and more people contributing to these things. So I'll stop there because I've spoken for a lot and I see a lot of different comments. So there it is.
Thanks for your great comments, Heather. And we are nearing the end of the hour. I think we're going to continue the IIW discussion next week. But before we do that, there is one there are a few timely reminders here. The first is, I believe on Thursday at 3 p.m., there's a meeting that was sent to the mailing list with respect to VCHTP API work. And on that topic, Ori, you had comments earlier about some ongoing work at DIF with respect to VCHTP API. Would you like to give details on that to folks?
Sure. So this is more related to IIW conversations that Adrian alluded to. I'm not sure if that's the update that you're asking for. Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah, the resulting work happening, I believe, at DIF.
Yep. So as I mentioned, you know, in my intro, you know, this work is happening elsewhere. It's happening in OIDF, the Open ID Foundation. It's happening in DIF. It's happening in IETF. It's happening in Hyperledger and the ARIES working groups. This work is happening all over the place, and that's okay. Part of the work that happened at IAW was a major coming together of the folks who are interested in BBS plus verifiable credentials and the need to exchange them, and some alignment around using DIDCOM to exchange those credentials. And so there is a new DIF work item for presentation exchange over HTTP with DIDCOM that DIF is moving ahead with, that's defining a set of HTTP endpoints for presentation exchange. It sounds like the same kind of work that's happening here. It's because it is. It's built on a different set of standards and set of technology, but they're well documented. They're available for folks to use. And particularly the thing I'm most excited about from IIW, you know, in my experience, was seeing all of the folks in the ARIES and DIDCOM community who've been really focused on message level security and message level protocols built on top of open standards like the JSON object signing and encryption standard, coming together with the folks who are used to the power of HTTP APIs to show interoperability and saying, you know, there's just this tiny little gap between these things and we could work together. And I'm really, really excited about plugging that gap And the diff work item is certainly targeted at that specifically because DIDCOM and Presentation Exchange, the specifications are both diff specs. So I think that's an exciting work item for folks to keep an eye on. And how it will relate to work in the CCG or an OpenID foundation, I think we will see that evolve over time. And so if that's of any interest to you, you know, feel free to reach out to me or to folks like Juan, who's also in DIFF, to sort of get some insight into what's going on there.
Great. We are over time. Apologies about that. Ori, would you mind sending an email to the mailing list about how to get involved? Or I see there are many other people capable of that here, too.
Sure. I can send a message to the mailing list.
Thanks so much, and great discussion today. See you next week. Special thank you to Manu for scribing and Heather for scribe assisting, along with Pete.